The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Auld on MFR 2.
This week on the MFR Shinty Show, Oban Camanachd put King Youssef to the sword on Saturday in the Premier Division. Can they do the double this weekend?
We know that there'll be a wounded animal come this Saturday at Mossfield, so we'll have to produce our best form again if we want to take anything from the game.
And we'll look over the McTavish Cup first round weekend, which included a Kinloch Shield Premier Division scalp.
Bigger and better teams. It would be nice to see likes of Kyles and Imbrary and Canusie Newton Moore coming up here to Kirkton to play against Kinloch Shield. It would be good for the local people and that.
However, things not so good for Inverness, who lost out to their rivals Bewley.
It's probably one of the hardest jobs you can do, to be perfectly honest with you, when you've got such a limited squad, eh?
Welcome to week 4 of the MFR Shinty Show with me, Ian Auld, and Scotland boss Drew McNeil joins me as always. Drew, a very good afternoon to you. How are you today?
Hi, good, Ian, and hopefully we'll have a good result this week when we get some more right rather than the numbers wrong we've had lately.
And a good weekend for yourself all round. You were doing something different this weekend, coaching down in Largs.
I was down in Largs doing a coaching course. I'm now a coach of coaches.
Excellent stuff, good to hear that as well. And I have to apologise, I think I did text you at the weekend, Drew. I looked back and I text you, and I was meant to go to my girlfriend. It wasn't anything rude, just to add in there, but I did mean to text my girlfriend, and I apologise. I didn't mean to text the Scotland Shinty coach with a few kisses on the end of it as well.
I was gutted, I thought I was in.
On this week's show, we'll look back at the first round of the McTavish Cup and hear from a delighted Kinloch Shield camp after a Premier Division scalp and a frustrated Inverness boss, James McDougall, who lost out at the hands of Bewley. But first to the Premier Division. Only two matches went ahead this weekend after drawing 0-0 with Glenurquhart the week before. King Youssef were looking to get back to winning ways against Oban Camanachd. But it wasn't to be, with Oban leading. But it wasn't to be, with Oban leaving the Dell with the 2 points. And earlier today, I caught up with their chairman, Nigel Evans. Nigel, first of all, I think the result of the weekend was for Oban, and it was a great win for you away to King Youssef.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fantastic win. But as I said previous, we're just more or less continuing the form that we've shown since the beginning of the season and the latter season of 2010. So we went to King Youssef with an air of confidence, not overconfident, but I think even King Youssef would concede that on the day we deserved our victory.
Well, that's very pleasing to hear as well. And, you know, for a side like King Youssef as well, who, you know, are one of the big clubs in the division, for, you know, to go there and beat them and then say afterwards that, you know, that you deserve the victory.
Well, they're the club that have set the standards over the last 20 years, and they were certainly magnanimous in defeat, and you know, while we take that on board, we know that there'll be a wounded animal come this Saturday at Mossfield, so we'll have to produce our best form again if we want to take anything from the game.
What was the mood like on the way home? I take it was a kind of a lively bus back to Oban.
Well, it certainly was, and rightly so, because I may be right, maybe wrong in saying this, but I think we're the first team from Oban to go up and secure a victory on the Dell. I'm sure we made a bit of history there on Saturday.
And also, you know, the start of the season has been good for you as well. Win on the opening day of the season at Camali as well. Add to that win over King Youssef. So 4 points from a possible six. It's not been a bad start for you.
It's an excellent start, and it's possibly beyond our expectations, although we're disappointed that we never took anything from the Fort William game. You know, had that happened, then it would have been an unbelievable start.
And that gives the guys a real, you know, boost of confidence, you know, going to the Dell and winning. And as you say, the start you've made. So, you know, that gives you the confidence to go on and do better things.
Yes, that's right. You know, we're still a young team, and we've got a new management team in place as well. So it's an excellent start. I thought it would have taken a lot longer to bed in, but that does not appear to be the case.
And like you touched on earlier, your next opponents are King Youssef.
Yes.
You'd love to do double, but, you know, like you say, and rightly so, they will come right back at you on Saturday.
They will indeed, and we'll be ready for that because there's no question about it. While the result has raised a few eyebrows, none more so than in Kingussie itself. So we know what to expect, but if we're playing with a level of confidence just now that belies the age of the team, and we can certainly, as I say, go forward with confidence.
Like you say, Nigel, you know, you've got a young team, a new management team as well in there. What's the kind of aims for the season ahead? Obviously, we've touched on, you know, you've made a great start to the season, but, you know, where are you kind of realistically looking to end up this season?
Well, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves. First and foremost, for what we need to do is establish ourselves in the Premier League. And that's always been our goal since the Premier League was introduced in 96. Then we can launch, you know, that gives us a launch pad. And hopefully we can do well in the Cups this year, have a decent run in maybe the Celtic or the Macaulay. We've had a favourable draw in both. So we're looking for, you know, a good run in both of these competitions.
Excellent stuff, Nigel. Best of luck for Saturday, and hopefully, you know, you could do the double. It surely would, you know, create headlines in the world of Shinty, and surely that's one of the stories of the season so far, if you were to be able to do that.
Well, as I said to you before, it's going to be very, very, very difficult on the back of last week's result. But, you know, there's a layer of confidence in the camp, and we're fully expecting to take something out of the game on Saturday. That's not been disrespectful to Kingussie in any way. They're still a good side. They've set the standards, and that's what we've to aim for.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Oban Camanachd chairman Nigel Evans on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, first of all, let's give all the credit to Oban. That was a fantastic win for them.
Yeah, it was. I think you'd say it was a shock. I expect them to have a better performance week before against Fort William, because I know what Oban can produce. You know, on their day they can be quite good. It's just maybe sometimes inconsistent.
That win against Kamali on the first day of the season, as you say, unlucky to not get anything from Ford, and going to the Dell and winning, it's not been a bad start for them.
Yeah, they'll be really delighted with the moment, but I think, you know, every team would say the hardest thing's beating Kingussie, but then it becomes even harder to beat them a second time. That's the biggest thing that they face, is you beat them once, but to do it twice is very difficult.
We spoke about Kingussie obviously last week, you know, that draw at Glenarchert, and maybe spoke about, you know, it's not going to be a great season for them. You know, it's going to be a season of transition. And that loss against Oban at the weekend will have hurt them.
Yeah, I saw that. Obviously, it was on YouTube. Some of that caught the end of it at 2-1. I think all the goals were scored in the first half. It was all Kingussie towards the end, and they missed a lot of opportunities. Had plenty of ball, and of course, if Ronald's playing, then they're going to turn around that game now.
That's it. You know, the absence of Ronald Ross. A lot of times that they, you know, we don't try and talk up one man, one team, but Ronald is a massive player for them. Just how big a loss is he to Kingussie?
Don't want to be too controversial, but if you take Ronald out of that team, they're a mid-team table.
Really?
He's got 90 goals a season, hasn't he, virtually every season, so no team can afford to lose that amount of goals.
Like Nigel said there, and quite rightly said as well, that Kingussie this weekend, it's quite ironic that both sides face each other in the Premier Division. This time, Kingussie are away to Oban. And Nigel rightly said there that Kingussie will be a wounded animal. They'll be up there to get the 2 points.
Yeah, I'm sure Stephen Bothwick will have things sorted out this week. I would imagine a turnaround this week, I would think.
Do you think they'll be quite embarrassed by the fact that Oban went there? I mean, take nothing away from the win, but, you know, Kingussie are expected to win their home games, and Oban going there and getting the points, will that have embarrassed them a little bit there for making the team talk and the preparation that little bit easier for Kingussie?
It'll knock their confidence of the younger lads, but Kingussie always learn from their mistakes, always. It's one thing they always do, they never make the same mistake twice.
Kyles Athletic went top of the table with a thumping win over Glenorchy at the weekend, and we keep talking Kyles up, but top of the table, 3 games in, and it's been a fantastic month for them.
Yeah, and this week 5 goal scorers again, another 3 for Grant Irvin. They've got a test this week, though. I suppose I would say this is probably their first test of the season. They've got Inverary, so that'll be difficult.
Yeah, that's my next question, really. Inverary are going to be a difficult side, but, you know, is it before they come up against someone, a real big side, that we kind of start to talk about them as title contenders, or is that too early?
So I think there's a bit of a hurdle for Kyles, because I think Inverary have got sort of the Indian sign over them. So if they beat Inverary, then you know, you can see them thinking, yeah, we are the best team in the South, and, you know, and then they'll push on to, you know, challenge for the national titles.
Glenorchy as well, unfortunately another heavy loss for them at the weekend. Looking ahead to this week's fixtures, Glenorchy are away to Kamali, and both sides yet to register any points on the board yet. Is that a great chance for either of those two teams to get something?
I think the Kamali management would be delighted to have what would be perceived as an easy game after their good win. You know, to go down to Glenorchy, first 2 points of the season, they'll be thinking, you know, that they couldn't have picked a better game.
And elsewhere in the Premier Division this weekend, Nitymore are at home to Glenarker. Glen narrowly defeated by Fort William on the first day of the season, and also that draw with King Ussie, as we spoke about. So maybe not an easy game for Nitymore.
I think it'll be a little bit tighter than most people would suspect. You know, Glenarker tend to put up a good defensive performance. You know, I wouldn't expect them to concede too many goals against Nitymore. It'll be difficult. Nitymore, I'd said already, I'm really impressed the way they've started the season. They're a big, strong team, and I think they're numerous goal scorers again on Saturday.
Along with Glenorchy and Kamali, Lovett are still to get anything on the board at the moment. They travel to Fort William this weekend, and you know, obviously we'll touch on the McTavish Cup in a second, but not a great result for them at the weekend, losing to Kinloch Shiel. But I suppose we go back to that abandoned game with Nitymore, and you know, that's a sign of what they're capable on their day.
Yeah, but I still think Nitymore would have come strong in the second half. You know, they are a stronger team, and the only good thing for Lovett this week is they've got a home game. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing they've got going for them.
And they did obviously play very well at home before the snow fell back at the couple of weeks into March against Nitymore.
Yeah, John Ritchie will be trying to remind the guys, you know, that's what we managed. But the defeat last week will be hard to take.
McTavish Cup first round took place at the weekend. Two teams we just talked about there. Comfortable in the end for Nitymore and Fort William.
Yeah, we think we both suspected that would happen. Sky have only had one game prior to that, and they got beat, so very difficult. You know, Sky going to Nitymore for them, very difficult.
And like you, you know, as I say, predicted wins, you know, that's what both managers will have wanted. No kind of shocks early on, nice and easy into the quarterfinals, and then start to plan ahead from there.
Yeah, just get over that hurdle, enjoy themselves, get some goals, build some confidence, and look ahead to the next round.
Kamali, Caberfae progressed with a comfortable 4-0 win over Lacarran, and Kamali, as we spoke about, they won the All-Premier Division tie after extra time against Glenarca. That was a game that we predicted would be quite tight. I think you were going to go for a draw in your Drew versus you predictions, but you went for a win for Glenarca. But it was a very tight game, and being the All-Premier tie, no surprise there.
Well, I understand, you know, Kamali were the better team, 1-0 going into sort of 88th minute, and Glenarca managed to equalise, and then Glenarca had a little bit of pressure, but again, once we went extra time, game was pixie, and then they started chasing the game, and you know, home advantage always seems to come out in these cases.
Caberfae, who had home advantage, progressed with a nice win over Lochharran as well, and an all North Division 1 tie, and nice to see Caberfae into the quarterfinals.
Caberfae have good results already this year, and young Kevin Bartlett, another 2 goals. You know, Kevin's a right good sharpshooter, he's a dangerous little player, a great asset for Cabers having him.
Inverness lost 5-0 at home to North Division 1 rivals Bewley, and Drew, we spoke about this in the last couple of weeks about that last minute call off, late call off back at Bewley at the start of the month after 79 minutes, which was, as we predicted, going to be, you know, Bewley's team talk to get the one back on their rivals. And earlier today I caught up with Inverness co-manager James McDougall, who was bitterly disappointed to lose the tie.
Disappointing overall. We competed for the first half. We lost an early goal, an own goal. We went in at half time 2-0 down. We were still competing. Injuries, we're picking up injuries left, right and centre, which is not making things easy at all. We're very short on Saturday as well, which didn't help the task.
And also the goals, the times of the goals conceded, two, obviously, as you say, one early on, then what, 6 minutes afterwards, and in the second half 2 goals in the space of 6 minutes as well, so that kind of deflates your side a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're
we've got a good bunch of guys around us just now, but our squad is so tight. When we get a few injuries, we'll have to juggle things about consistently to you know, covering positions. Guys are out there getting jumbled about all over the place to you know, just basically to get a team in the park. You know, it's just, you know, it's probably one of the hardest jobs, you shouldn't need to be perfectly honest with you, when you've got such a limited squad.
And the Bewley lads as well, I mean, obviously they came through to your place, I think 2 weeks ago. The game was called off quite near the end as well. Did that make them a wee bit more hungrier on Saturday to come in? You know, obviously they were 5-2 up at the point as well when the game was called off. Do you think that maybe, you know, they had a kind of point to prove to you guys?
I don't know. I think they're hungry all the time, which is credit to them. They've got, you know, they're big, hardy guys. They've got a great blend of youth and old heads round about, and they're just hardy guys. But I don't think, you know, we had a really good pre-season with the two Oban teams. We're away down to Oban Celtic. We beat them. We were very short that day. We went down. We beat them down there on their own park. Then we've competed very well with Oban Cammeraght we lost two goals on, but that was, I think, that's mainly due to myself and Stevie juggling things about and trying things, using it as a friendly. You know, it's, the result wasn't really important, but the fact that we competed with a Premier League team, that's I think they've had some quite good results. They certainly didn't follow it too much, but I think they've had some quite good results off the back of that. We've a new lineup. We've lost a few players. We've taken one or two in against Lothian. That was the first time that the team played together. I think some of the reports about, I think that we weren't at the game. Lothian were so far on top, which I don't think is a fair coverage of it. Of the thing, because, you know, we created a lot of chances, we just didn't put them away, which we tend to do a lot of the time. You know, putting the ball in the back of the net has always been our problem, and, you know, the team battled right to the, and we scored, I think, in the 97th minute, which is credit to the boys that we got something out of the game. Following the against again, we picked up injuries in the first game against Lothian. We've went to Bewley on their own park, where they're very, very difficult to beat anyway.
Back to that game against Lochcarron on the first day of the season, you know, as you say, that last minute goal, but, you know, your side have, you know, the battling qualities to get back into the game, and that's something you might need this season. Plus, with a new team as well, it's going to take time for the guys to gel together.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think that was ever going to be in question. The tail end of last season, we finished strongly last season. I think we beat Skye 6-1 three quarters of the way through the season, and we've had some good results after that. Some other results that we would have liked more out of at the tail end of the season to finish a wee bit stronger. But again, you know, shifting personnel around, and when you're playing with a tight squad anyway, you need these guys to battling right till the end, you know. But it's, you know, getting beaten is a hard habit to get out of, and it's something that myself and Stevie have got to try and change it, you know, which is not an easy task.
And this weekend you're away to Kinlochshiel, who lead the division so early on, but it's a game that you'll relish.
Yeah, we're up for every game, to be honest. It's a case of lifting the guys up from another defeat. You know, it's the manner of the defeat to me doesn't really come into it, because guys were still, you know, at 1-0 and 2-0 at half time last week. You know, we weren't actually that concerned, because we're always thinking that we can, you know, with the battling qualities the boys have got, we can pull something out of the bag at the end of the day to get something. Obviously, we lost two quick goals after that, but. I think we're certainly going to be up against it, because we picked up more injuries on Saturday. Fraser Stoddart's out with that. He's got a broken hand. David Glass is out with a broken foot. Hugely influential players for us, you know, senior members of the squad.
Inverness will try to get their first points of the season this weekend, but it doesn't get any easier against leaders Kinloch Sheo, who recorded the result of the McTavish Cup first round, beating Premier Division Lovett. Here's manager Johnston Gill. Johnston, first of all, let's go back to last weekend and a fantastic win for you in the McTavish Cup first round, away to Premier Division Lovett, and a good 1-0 win for you.
Yes, we're very pleased to get, considering we're playing away from home against a Premier League team. A very close game, two evenly matched teams, I would say, which both goalkeepers excelled, I would say. But you can see that by the score, you know, 1-0. It's not often a game of Shinty ends up with such a small score, but it went to us, thankfully.
And you scored early on, you got the goal quite early in the first half, and you know, managed to hold it out. Was a case of, was it backs to the wall, or were you kind of pretty much dominating the game?
No, the goal was scored in 10 minutes. I'd rather if it was 10 minutes from the end rather than 10 minutes from the start, but I think we always looked quite comfortable. Our defence played very well, midfield played very well, and the forwards were holding the ball up there, but Lovett had their chances, and they had a penalty which our goalkeeper saved, thankfully, with his feet this time, not his head. And also the Lovett goalkeeper had some outstanding saves. So, no, I think that over the piece, over the 90 minutes, we did deserve it.
And to go away to a Premier Division team away from home, as you say, win, it's been a real good start to the season for you.
Aye, we've got off to a good start, which wasn't the case last year, but fortunately for us this season, we've been able to start with the full squad, although Saturday we didn't have the full squad. We had three guys missing through work commitments, but the two young fellas that came in for us did exceptionally well, so I was very pleased about that.
And looking ahead to the quarter-final, away from the league for a moment, but 23rd of April, the weekend, second last weekend of April, quarter-final, you're up against Kinglochshiel, another away tie, again against a Premier Division team, the holders as well of Kinglochshiel, but it's a game you'll look forward to and hopefully cause another upset as well.
Absolutely, we are looking forward to it, and you know, Kinglochshiel are one of the top teams in the Premier League, and we're, you know, put our wits against them, and if we come out of there with a good result, away over the moon, and so will everybody else up in this neck of the woods. But no, I think that I think we can match a lot of teams on the day if we all play to our full potential. Just hopefully that Ronald Ross is still out of the Kinglochshiel team when we arrive there, but knowing our luck, that won't be the case.
As I say, Johnston, it's been a very good season for you. Good start, two wins, obviously that cup win as well. First day of the season, you beat Caberfae 3-1, and also you beat Bewley last time out in the league. So, you know, maximum points, and quite pleased with the start so far?
Yes, we lost our first three games of last season, which really cost us the league. And two of that games were actually against Caberfae and Bewley, so we've kind of turned that around. As I said, we've started with a full squad this season, unlike last season. So that's made the difference, there's no doubt about that. And there have been home ties as well.
Another home game for you this weekend. This time you're up against Inverness, a side who have obviously found it difficult so far this season. Lost to Bewley last weekend. And, you know, they're kind of struggling for injuries and stuff like that. So, you know, will that be a difficult game for you?
Well, Inverness, they're always kind of Jekyll and Hyde team. You know, they've always given us a hard game. I can't ever remember playing Inverness where we've had it easy. They just seem to turn out on the day, and they can produce the goods sometimes. But we're actually asking them at the moment if they can shift the game to Inverness, so it's quite possible that we might be going to Inverness to play the game, because our park at Curtin here is pretty wrecked after we've played every game of the season at home, either the second team or the first team. Mm-hmm. So it's not in great shape, but we'll find out that more about that tonight when Inverness get back to us. But Inverness, they're a good side. I mean, especially if we have to go down to the back, they're always very strong there.
Speaking to James McDougall earlier on in the show, he was saying that and obviously it's a very frustrating start for him. They got a 1-1 draw with Lochcarron on the first day of the season, but lost to Caberfae last time in the league, and of course that game at Bewley, and they were losing 5-2 at Bewley when the game was abandoned in week 2. So, you know, they're desperate to get their season up and running.
Well, yes, I can understand that, but hopefully it won't be against us, you know. Inverness, as I said, they can be sticky. They're tenacious, and every year they always seem to spring a kind of surprise on one of the bigger teams. So we'll have to be on our toes and be very careful against them.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Welcome back to the MFR Shinty Show. Now, Drew, opposite ends of the scale there in terms of emotions at the weekend in the McTavish Cup. Firstly, Inverness, a very disappointing result for them, especially on their own patch against rivals Bewley. And, I think 5-0, you never want to lose to your rivals by any scoreline, but 5-0 is hard to take.
No, and it sounds like it's just got worse for James and Stevie at Inverness with losing the two better defenders. I mean, Inverness tend to rely on, being defensive, and they've always perhaps neglected the forward line. So they're going to struggle next week, isn't it, about that.
By speaking to James, it looks like he's got a few injuries on his hands as well, and himself and Stevie will have their work cut out against Kinloch Shiel, who recorded a fantastic win against Lovett away to Premier Division side, causing a shock in the first round. But when you look at Inverness, this is a great chance for them to perhaps spring a surprise, because no one will expect them to go there and win, albeit the game could be changed to the back, but no one will expect them to beat Kinloch Shiel. So, a chance of an upset of their own.
Yeah, I suppose the home venue might help them a little bit, but I think Kinloch Shiel have started this season strongly, and I think they're quite well focused with the sounds of things.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic season for Shiel. Obviously the wins in the league and North Division 1, plus that cup win as well, and the confidence is growing, and perhaps this could be the season for them to push on for title contenders.
Yeah, they've missed a few opportunities to be promoted in the Premier Division. They seem to let it slip through their fingers most season. Quite often it's a poor start to the season, but they've sorted that out this year, so it'll be interesting. They'll be there right at the end.
Let's turn our attentions to the other game. Of course, Inverness will play Kinloch Shiel in North Division 1, but Bewley, as we spoke about there, full of confidence after that weekend win over Bewley. They take on Skye, and Skye, of course, as we touched on earlier in the show, lost quite heavily against Needham Moor, but this is a chance for Bewley at home once more to get more points on the board.
Yeah, I would expect Bewley to win this. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that at the start of the season, I must admit, but I'm quite confident that Bewley would win that tie against Skye. Skye have had a bad start to the year. I mean, getting beaten 11-0 by Newton Moore, it's going to leave a few scars for them.
And it was obviously, like we said, we did preempt that team talk for the lads at Bewley going into the game against Inverness, but I'm sure it wouldn't have been the case. I'm sure they would have, focused on the game, and they did very well to come through a derby match, if you like, in the McTavish Cup, and they're starting to get a few good wins under the belt and scored a lot of goals as well.
No, they'll be delighted. 5-0, I mean, it was 5-2, I suppose, when the game was postponed, so yep. Stevie will be thinking maybe another couple of goals would be nicer, but, 5-0, he'll be happy with that.
Let's turn our attentions now to South Division 1. Lochside Rovers lead the way after three games in, maximum points, 6 on the board, and a win away to Aberdour. On Saturday we spoke to Lisa Norman at Aberdour last week, of course, and she said that they'd make it difficult for Lochside Rovers coming down, and by the sounds of things, by the narrow scoreline, they did exactly that.
Yeah, I'd imagine Lisa would be delighted. It was 1-0 at half time and it remained 1-0 for the 90 minutes, and Lisa will be thinking, Lochside won that division last year. Well, that's a good result for them, isn't it, really? Mm-hmm. Be disappointed they hadn't scored, perhaps, but that'll give them confidence.
And this weekend, Lochside are away to Tainilt, and because they've started the season so well, as I said, maximum points, they'll fancy their chances to away to Tainilt and to perhaps win the division again.
Yeah, I would think they'll win that game right enough, but they haven't. They've played the lesser teams in that league, so the yep. fixtures have kind of just gone nicely for them. They haven't missed, been against Glasgow or Kyles or Bute.
Bute were in action last week. A disappointing result for them in the cup away to Inverary, and they're not in action this weekend. Glasgow Mid or Gael are. They are away to Oban Celtic, and a chance for George Hay and his team to get some more points on the board. They've only played the one league game this season because of the weather, of course, as well. But back into league action for them, and they'll be looking to get the one over on bottom's club, Oban Celtic.
Yeah, but going back to Bute and Inverary, I mean, it was 2-2 till 75th minute, and Inverary got a penalty and made it 3-2, so you'd imagine Bute were pushing for that equaliser. So 4-2 against an Inverary home, Inveraray at home, that's probably not a bad result for Bute. They might not be too disappointed with that.
Yeah, and Bute have
made it. They've competed really well there, you know.
Yeah, and they've opened their campaign really well. Glasgow Midlergyle, of course, who face Open Celtic on Saturday, they did beat them last weekend 4-3. Sounds like quite a close game by the scoreline, that suggests anyway. So maybe it might not be a walk in the park for George Hay and his boys.
No, George had four different goal scorers, but Glasgow Midlergyle were 3-0 down after 23 minutes and come back and won 4-3. So they'll be thinking, well, we just had a poor start, we can sort it out. Glasgow will be happy just to outscore teams. They're not looking for loads of goals. George doesn't have that sort of goal scorer.
Let's now turn our attentions to a feature that I know you love and I love, Drew versus you. We did speak about the Premier Division fixtures earlier on. We'll now get Drew to cast his eye over and predict some scorelines for us. First of all, Graham McMillan got involved last weekend. He went on to mfr.co.uk/Shinty and predicted the scorelines. I can tell you, Graham, you got 2 out of 6 correct. You correctly predicted that Nitymore would beat Skye and Fort William would beat Strathglass in the McTavish Cup. However, you just couldn't outdo the Scotland coach Drew McNeil and his mighty 5 out of 6. Fantastic result for you. You obviously know your stuff, Drew.
Yeah, straight off the top of my head, those ones. The same again this week.
Yeah. Well, you got 5 out right. The only one you didn't correctly predict was Kamali Glenarkert. You said 2-1 Glamali, 2-1 Glenarkert even, and it was a tight game. You did say that, so I think we can maybe give you the 6 out of 6 on that occasion.
I would have went for a draw, but you can't get a draw because it's played to the finish in that game, you see, so I might have got away with 6 there.
Let's now look at the Premier Division fixtures, Andrew, and get your crystal ball out. And first of all, let's look at Kamali versus Glenorchy. The score prediction, please, from you.
Well, I think Kamali won that quite easily. I think 5-1 to Kamali.
Oban versus Kinyusi. Can Oban do the double?
I think that'll be 4-1 to Kinyusi.
Kyles Athletic versus Inveraray.
It's a tough one. I think it'll be 5-3 to Kyles.
Fort William, love it.
I think this will be 5-1 to Fort William.
And finally, Nitymore, Glenarkert.
It's a difficult one, this. Glenarkert haven't scored many goals, Nitymore are scoring a lot. So I think 3-0 to Nitymore.
They will be on the website soon as possible, really. And you can beat Drew McNeil, the Scotland coach, and Drew versus you. All you have to do is correctly predict the 5 scores in the Premier Division, and Drew's predictions will be up there on the website. And just before we go, because we've it's week 4, we've been on air for a month now as well, Drew, and every month we'll get you to pick out your team of the month. There's a few contenders in there, a few sides who have racked up maximum points and lead the way early on. Who are your team of the month?
I'm just going to justify it first. Kyles have had 3 wins in the Premier Division. Nitymore have had 2 and a cup win. But it's got to be Kinlochshiel, who actually defeated a Premier Division team away from home. So Kinlochshiel beat somebody else from above them.
Kinlochshiel, I'm sure Johnston Gill and his players will be very happy with that. They have been a real good start to things in North Division 1. Like you say, that cup win as well. Good stuff. Thanks for that, Drew. And that's it for another week of the MFR Shinty Show. Enjoy your weekend, wherever the Shinty takes you.